Welcome back to the Oyez Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we will be concluding the first chapter of Maseches Horios. Today we'll be learning Mishnayos Dalet and Hey. Mishnah Dalet tells us, Horu Beis Din, v'yoda echad mehem she'tau, v'amar lehen tomim atem. So let's say that Beis Din makes a ruling, and one of their members knows that this ruling is a mistake, and he says to them, you're making a mistake. O shelo haya muf l'shel Beis Din sham, or if the head of the Beis Din isn't present, O shahaya echad mehem ger, o mamzer, o nasin, o zaken shelo rabbanim, or if one of the members of the court is a convert or a mamzer, which is the product of an adulterous or an incestuous relationship, or he's in a sin, which is the descendant of the Gibeonites from the book of Joshua, or if he's an elder who never had children, hare elu paturin, then in any of these cases, the court is exempt from bringing a sacrifice for the erroneous ruling. Shenamar kan eda, v'nemar lahalan eda. Because the Torah uses the word eda, the gathering, here, and it also uses it later on. And we'll see in the Bar Neura where it uses it later on. Ma eda ha'mura lahalan, ad shiyu kulam ru'uyin lahara. Just like the gathering we're talking about later, the court has to be all of them fit to render a ruling. Af eda ha'mura kan, ad shiyu kulam ru'uyin lahara. Similarly, here, all of the members of the Sanhedrin must be fit to render the ruling. Horu Beis Din Shogegin, v'asu kol hakahal Shogegin. If Beis Din made their ruling in error, and all the people followed it in error, mevi'in par, then the Sanhedrin would bring a bull for their sacrifice. Mezidin, v'asu Shogegin. If Beis Din made their ruling intentionally, and the people followed it accidentally, mevi'in kispa usi'ira. Then the people who followed the ruling would bring a sheep or a goat. Shogegin v'asu mezidin. If Beis Din made their ruling in error and the people willfully violated it, knowing that it was a mistake, hare elu paturin, then nobody brings a carbon. Nobody brings a sacrifice. Let's look in the Bar Neura, who will explain why this is. V'yada echad mehen she'ta'u, if one of the members knew that they were making a mistake and told them as much, da'amar kra, because the Torah tells us, v'im kol adasi sural yisku, if the entirety of the gathering makes the mistake. Achiv kulam maskimim bishkaga. All of them have to agree on the erroneous thing. So if you have a dissenter, that's not all of them. Mufla shel Beis Din, the head of the Beis Din. Hagogol shebehen rosh hayeshiva. The greatest of them, who is the rosh yeshiva. Zaken shelo rabbanim. One of the members of the court cannot be an elder who never had children. En roi lidon dine nefashos, because such a person is not qualified to judge capital cases. Shestamo shu akzari v'lo yirachem, because it's entirely possible that such a person would be harsh and not merciful. V'nemar l'halan eda, and later on it says eda. V'shaftu ha'eda, it says the court shall judge. Ma eda hamura l'halan, just like the court over there, they all have to be fit to hold the position. Shenemar b'Sanhedrin, as we learned in Tractate Sanhedrin. V'siyatsu sham imcha b'demuyin l'cha. So it's talking to Moshe about the Sanhedrin, and it's saying that they have to be similar to him. Miuchasin k'moscha. They have to have a pedigree like Moshe had. Prat leger ulunasin ulmamzer she'enan ru'uyin limnos b'Sanhedrin. So this excludes converts and nasinim and mamzerim who were not qualified to sit on the Sanhedrin. Mazidin, if Beis Din made their ruling intentionally, she'yedu Beis Din she'hadavar asur. They actually knew that the matter was prohibited. Peturin mekarbon sibur. Then they would not bring a sacrifice when the people violated this halacha. Demezid lav bar karbon hu, because somebody who does something intentionally doesn't bring a sacrifice. Va'osim shogeg, but the people who acted unintentionally, mivian kivsa osiira chatas yachid. They would then bring a sheep or a goat, which is the sin offering of a private individual. So in such a case, if Beis Din ruled intentionally, then they would not bring a carbon because an intentional person doesn't bring a sacrifice, but the people who acted on their judgment would bring private sacrifices. Shogegin v'asum zedin. If the Beis Din ruled by accident, but the people acted willfully, elu v'elu paturin, then nobody brings a carbon. Beis Din paturin, shahare lo asu hakahal mipi harasam. Beis Din would be exempt from bringing a sacrifice because nobody acted according to their ruling. V'lo tolu masehim bebezdin. So the action that the people did was not dependent on the Sanhedrin's ruling. Shahari yadu shebezdin tohu, because they would know in this scenario that Bezdin made a mistake. V'kol ha'osim baturin, and the people who actually acted would also not bring a sacrifice. Shahari mezidin hein, umezid lav bar karban hu, and someone who acts willfully does not bring a sacrifice, as we have said. That's Mishnah Dalet. Let us now conclude the chapter with Mishnah Hey. Horu Bezdin, if Bezdin made a ruling, v'asa kol ha'kahal oruban al pihem, and everybody or the majority of people acted according to their ruling, mevi'in par, then Bezdin would bring a bull. Ubavada zara mevi'in par v'se'ir. And if it was a case of idolatry, then they would bring both a bull and a goat. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda says, Shneim asar shvatim mevi'in shneim asar parim. The 12 tribes would each bring a cow, a bull, so there would be 12 bulls brought. Ubavada zara mevi'in shneim asar parim u'shneim asar se'irim. And if it's the case of idolatry, then 12 bulls and 12 goats would be brought, one of each, by each of the tribes. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Shlosha asar parim ubavada zara shlosha asar parim u'shlosha asar se'irim. Par v'se'ir l'kol shevet v'shevet, par v'se'ir l'beisdin. So Rabbi Shimon says that there would actually be 13 cows, or in the case of idolatry, 13 bulls and 13 goats. This would be one for each of the tribes, and one for the Sanhedrin themselves. Haru beisdin v'asu shiva shvatim oruban al pihen. If Beisdin made a ruling and seven tribes, or the majority of people, acted according to their ruling, mevi'in par, then Bezdin would have to bring a bull. Ubavada zara mevi'in par v'se'ir. And in the case of idolatry, they'd have to bring a bull and a goat. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Again, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda says, Shiva shvatim shechatu mevi'in shiva parim. If seven tribes were the ones who did the sin, then seven tribes bring the bulls. V'shar shvatim shelo chatu mevi'in ayidehen par. But the other tribes who didn't sin, they would also bring bulls for the sake of the ones who did. Sha'af elu shelo chatu mevi'in ayidei hachotim. Because even these who did not sin bring for the sake of those who did. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Shmona parim u'ba'avodah zara, shmona parim u'shmona se'irim. So Rabbi Shimon says that there would be 8 bulls, and in the case of idolatry, 8 bulls and 8 goats. Par v'se'ir l'kol shevet v'shevet, u'par v'se'ir l'beisdin. One for each tribe that sinned, plus one for the Sanhedrin. Haru beisdin shel echad min hashvatim, v'asa oso shevet al pihem. If we're not talking about the Supreme Court, we're not talking about the beisdin, but we're talking about one of the local courts, one of the Sanhedrins of the tribes, Oso hashevet hu chayev, then only that one tribe would be held responsible. V'shar kol hashvatim paturim, but the rest of the tribes don't enter into it. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. V'chachamim omrim, but the sages say, En chayavim ela al horayas beisdin hagadol bilvad, that this rule about the mistaken judgment and people acting in accordance with it and bringing sacrifices, etc., that only applies if we're talking about the national court, if we're talking about the great Sanhedrin. Shneamar, and he bases this opinion on a pasuk, V'im kol adas Yisrael yisku, it's talking about if the entirety of the nation makes the mistake, V'lo adas oso hashevet, and not the court only of one tribe. Let us look in the Bar Neuro. Mevi'in par, they bring a bull. Ha'amur b'vayikra v'hakrivu ha'kahal par. Because it tells us in Vayikra, which we read a little of at the beginning of the chapter, it says that they bring a bull. U'bavodah zarah mevi'in par v'se'ir. But if it's a case of idolatry, they have to bring both a bull and a goat. V'im haru l'hatir b'isur avodah zarah. If the Sanhedrin made a mistake and they ruled permitting something in the case of idolatry, mevi'in par v'se'ir ha'amar b'parsha shlach l'cha. Then they have to bring the bull and the goat, which are discussed in Parsha Shlach. V'kitisku v'lo sasu es kol ha'mitzvos ha'ele. Says if they make a mistake and they don't do all of these mitzvahs. Mitzvah shehi shekula k'neged kol ha'mitzvos. So it's talking about one mitzvah that's equivalent to all the mitzvahs. Haviomer ze avodah zarah. That means we're talking about idolatry. Uksiv hasam, and over there in Shlach it says, V'haya ime'ene ha'eda nasa lishkaga v'asu kol ha'eda par ben bakar echad la'olav, etc. V'se'ir izim echad l'chatas. So it then tells us that when people make a mistake in such a scenario, that they have to bring a bull as a burnt offering and a goat as a sin offering. V'Rabbi Meir Saver, and Rabbi Meir holds, Hai v'hakrivu ha'kahal par ha'amor b'vayikra, the case of the offering of the bull, as is discussed in Vayikra, b'shkagas shar averos, that's talking about other sins, v'chein v'asu kol ha'eda par v'se'ir ha'amor b'shlach l'cha, b'shkagas avarazara, and the case of the bull and the goat being discussed in Shlach is talking about idolatry. Ha'kahal shahuru bilvad hin mavien osam, so it's the congregation, the gathering of people who made the mistake in ruling, they're the ones who have to bring the sacrifice, v'hein beis din ha'gadol. So that's just the Sanhedrin. So the consistent opinion of Rabbi Meir is that it's only the Sanhedrin whoever has to bring a sacrifice in these cases. Shteim asar shvatim mevi'in. But Rabbi Yehuda says that the 12 tribes each have to bring their own sacrifice. To suffer Rabbi Yehuda, kol shevet v'shevet ikri kahal. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that each shevet is called a gathering or a congregation. Shne'emar, based on the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, says, v'yamod Yehoshaphat b'kahal Yehuda. So it says that Yehoshaphat stood up in the kahal of Yehuda. So it refers to a single tribe as a kahal. So that's the basis of his opinion. Shlosha Asar Parim, Rabbi Shimon says there are actually 13 sacrifices brought, one for each tribe plus one for the Sanhedrin. The Savar Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon's of the opinion, She'ain Bezdin Sheshagagu Bahara Miskaprin Biparim Visairim Shal Hashvatim. They said it's Bezdin who made the mistake, so they would not be exempted through sacrifices that were brought by the tribes. Alachayavim Lahivi Par Usair La Atzman. But they would have to bring their own bull and goat as called for. Shiva Shvatim. So let's say that it's only 7 tribes who erred in this matter. Shehem Rov Minyan Shal Shvatim, because that's the majority number of tribes. Alva Pi Shehem Miut Yisrael, even if it's the lesser number of Jews, sort of like the Electoral College. O Rov Minyan Yisrael V'Alva Pi Shiyu Mimiut Minyan Hashvatim. The same law would apply if the majority of Jews did it, even if they don't represent the majority number of tribes. Vafilu also Shevet Echad v'hu Rov Yisrael. Even if there's one really large Shevet and they did it and no other Shevet did it, but they represent the majority of people in the country. So it's either the majority of tribes or the majority of people. Mevien Kol Shar Hashvatim Shalochatu Ayide Elu Hachotin. Nevertheless, all the rest of the tribes would bring for the sake of those who did the sin. Shmona Parim, Rabbi Shimon says there would be 8. The Sefer Rav Shimon, She'ein Osan Shalochatu Mevien Ayide Hachotim. He feels that those who didn't sin would not bring for the sake of those who do. V'halachik Rabbi Yehuda. And the halacha in this matter follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So every tribe brings a sacrifice. Also shave it. Now let's say the court of only one tribe made the ruling and that tribe followed it. La'atzmo, they themselves. V'ein kan rov minyan Yisrael v'lo rov hashvatim. So in this case, we don't have the majority of people and we don't have the majority of tribes. V'chachamim omrim ein chayavim. Then the sages say they are not obligated. V'halacha kichachamim. And the halacha follows the chachamim. So in the final analysis, it's only the Beis Din HaGadol, it's only the national court that causes this rule to come into effect. Okay, that is the end of the first chapter. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue the Masechta with Perek Beis.